Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Monday morning, March 16th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Amedis, Inc., NASDAQ AMTX Q425. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Amedis, Inc., NASDAQ AMTX, highlighting the company's transition to a more monetizable low-carbon fuels platform. With impressive four-quarter 25 results, Amedis' dairy RNG production contributed significantly to segment net income, demonstrating tangible profitability. The company's diversified revenue streams from RNG molecule sales, D3 RINs, LCFS credits, and federal production tax credits position it for sustained growth. Stonegate's analysis suggests a median valuation target of $11.70 per share, indicating substantial upside potential.
Space to the seas. Ascent Solar Technologies now focusing on bringing more solar tech to marine markets. Ascent Solar Technologies, Inc. is shifting its focus towards the marine market, aiming to bring more solar technology to water vessels. With their durable and saltwater-resistant CIGS thin-film PV panels, the company is gaining traction in the industry. Ascent Solar's ability to deliver solar arrays quickly, along with their patented monolithic ingration technology, sets them apart from competitors. They are poised to lead the way in green ships and marine applications.
Reloys demonstrates new innovation for producing rare earth metals without hazardous hydrofluoric acid. Reloys, Inc. showcases a new innovation for producing rare earth metals without hazardous hydrofluoric acid. The proprietary technology eliminates a critical step in rare earth processing, making it safer, more cost-effective, and environmentally friendly. This advancement solidifies Riala's position as a leader in heavy rare earth metallization in the Western Hemisphere, offering cleaner solutions for U.S. defense stockpiles. Charbone Corporation confirms the delivery of new UHP hydrogen orders in New York State, solidifying its presence in a key American technology hub. The company's successful delivery to an existing customer showcases its commitment to serving high-tech industries in the dynamic Tech Valley region. Charbone's CEO, Dave Gagnon, emphasizes the importance of building a North American platform for ultra-high purity industrial gases to meet the demands of advanced technology markets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.